For years, smaller political parties have complained that Pennsylvania's election laws are unfair. Third-party candidates say the rules make it too hard for them to get on the ballot, thereby denying voters more choices. Well, now a federal judge agrees that the state's rules are unconstitutional. WHYY's Dave Davies looks at what happened and what's next.
An unusual coalition of political actors brought the suit: the Green Party, the Libertarian Party, and the Conservative Constitution Party. All said the state's rules for getting on the ballot are stacked against them. For major party candidates, each office has a set number of nominating signatures needed to get on the ballot. But for independent groups, a formula determines the number they need: 2% of the highest vote-getter for the last general election of the office they're seeking. Carl Romanelli of the Green Party explains what that meant when he ran for Senate in 2006.
While Republicans and Democrats needed 2,000 signatures to qualify for that office, my minimum number was 67,070.
The Greens got busy and turned in more than 94,000 signatures, with some help from Republicans who were all too happy to have the liberal Greens on the ballot against Democrat Bob Casey. But Romanelli says the Democrats challenged his nominating petitions.
And that led to 7 weeks of what I could only call torture in Harrisburg.
That brings up another aspect of Pennsylvania's system that Judge Lawrence Stengel found unconstitutional. Rather than requiring state election officials to review nominating petitions, Pennsylvania is the only state that permits private parties to challenge petitions in court. In Romanelli's case, he was required to provide 9 people to sit all day every day for 7 weeks in court, with 9 people from the Democratic Party reviewing each signature. Eventually, Romanelli says,
we were removed from the ballot, and for that pleasure, I was assessed nearly $90,000 in costs and fees.
In Pennsylvania, anyone who successfully challenges nominating petitions and convinces a court petitions exhibited fraud or bad faith can get an order for the unsuccessful candidate to cover their costs. Romanelli was one of those who sued to challenge the system. Judge Stengel looked at the high signature requirements, the system of challenges, and the financial burdens they carry. That combination, he ruled, violates the rights of speech and assembly of third-party groups. Romanelli has refused to pay his assessment, which was reduced to $84,000. Romanelli's lawyer, Oliver Hall, notes that when indictments in the Bonusgate case were presented in 2008, he learned how the Democrats had mustered the effort to analyze those 97,000 signatures in Romanelli's petitions.
What was revealed is that state employees were doing this on taxpayer time.
Finding someone who'll defend the state's ballot requirements isn't easy. The state Republican and Democratic parties, which typically challenge third-party candidates, declined to comment. State officials only say they're reviewing the ruling. The argument for signature requirements is that they ensure orderly elections and keep frivolous candidates from cluttering the ballot. Hall says there's plenty of research that shows you can accomplish that without requiring tens of thousands of signatures.
Any time a state has required as few as 5,000 signatures on a nomination petition for statewide office, they've never had any more than 8 candidates on the ballot.
Judge Stengel ruled Pennsylvania's system is unconstitutional, but didn't say what's supposed to be done about it. The most straightforward fix would be for the legislature to change the election code. State Senator Mike Fulmer, a Republican from Lebanon County, has long sponsored a measure that would require the same number of signatures from third-party candidates that the Republicans and Democrats have to collect. How have party leaders reacted?
Let's just say with cold shoulders. I think that's the best way I could describe it.
Fulmer hopes the court decision will convince legislative leaders to take another look. Dave Davies, WHYY News.